It's time for baseball, and while some people not connect agriculture with America's favorite pastime, Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says the sport just wouldn't be the same without it.
You knocked it out of the park here, Tony. Opening day for Major League Baseball is Sunday, March 31st, and features the Texas Rangers and Houston Astros squaring off against one another. That would have to be a great day for me. When relating baseball to agriculture, which is also fun, most people think of the obvious items such as turf grass and baseball bats, but Tony, everything from the player's leather cleats to the hot dog in your hand comes from agriculture. Other favorite baseball snacks like nachos, peanuts, pretzels, and popcorn also come from our hardworking farmers and ranchers. Did you know that one cow can produce enough leather to make 12 baseball gloves or 144 baseballs?
So what other products come from agriculture?
Well, the jersey worn by players and fans are cotton-based and are derived from the leading cotton-producing state. Of course, that has to be Texas. And if you've had the chance to see the inside of a baseball, the core is made up from four long strands of wool, 150 yards in total. The outside of the baseball is held together by exactly 216 stitches of red cotton yarn. And where else but Texas can you find a world-class baseball team owned by a Texas rancher who has a brand of beef named after him? Nolan Ryan produces great Texas beef and a great baseball team.
I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.